Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg. I am your host. We are here to help you with all of your real estate and housing challenges. If you have any questions, give us a call on the MegaPros call and text line 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You could also go to WGN David. All of our contact information is there. We start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helena of the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza.
That's where they got that Picasso.
Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. We certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. We've got a room packed full of experts. We're going to talk about low rates, the coronavirus, fixing homes, helping homes, putting your financial house in order, selling your house in 10 days, getting your student loans under control. We've got experts in here to help you. If you have any questions, give us a call, 312-981-7200, or give us a text. Send us a text, 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call and text line. We're going to go around the horn. We have, are the cameras up and running there, Mikey? Are we good to go? We should be up and running on Facebook. You go to David Hochberg on Facebook. That's David, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. We've got all this equipment in here, and hopefully it's working today. We spent a fortune on it. Hopefully it's starting to work. 312-981-7200. We're going to start out with Doug from House 10. Doug Robinson, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You guys have been swamped.
It's been a great start. Thanks to you guys. Listeners have been fantastic calling in. We get, I think we've done it for what? 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
6 weeks we started advertising, and we get
8 to 10
calls a week.
8 to 10 a week.
Yeah, and it's been good. We've really enjoyed talking to listeners about the different situations, and we can handle a whole bunch of different ones, and I can give you a couple examples of what people have been
after the
asking
first break,
about.
We'll go into it a little deeper.
It's been great, so thanks to you. Thanks to listeners for helping us get off to a
great
start.
Phone number if our listeners want to call.
Hey, it's an easy one. 866-HOUSE-10.
866-HOUSE-10, HOUSE-10.
Number 10. Yeah,
and you and that means that you will buy our listeners' homes that are in duress, that need to get out, within 10 days of a formal inspection.
They will have cash within 10 days of us agreeing upon a price, yes.
Yeah. Okay. No questions asked.
No questions asked.
In and out, get it done. 866 or 855?
866-HOUSE-10.
866.
House the number 10.
All right. Next to you is the one and only Ray Kaplan, who is an unbelievable asset to all of our listeners here. I share the mic in this studio with you on Saturdays every once in a while, and also on Anna's show.
Right.
She brings us in every other Monday whenever the schedule permits.
Money Mondays.
And I've seen it that the text lines on this show, if you have any questions about selling your home in under 10 days, you have a house that's under duress, 312-981-7200. Any student loan questions, any consolidation questions of student loans. If you're preparing for student loans, we have an email from one of our listeners who was listening the last time you were on the show from Skokie that we'll get to during your segment, that she has daughters getting ready to go to college, no clue what to do, and she's literally paralyzed, freaking out, doesn't know how she's going to handle the inundation of the debt that's soon to be coming.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. And the key is just a little bit of planning, and you can save literally hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. And we use this a lot, and I know it's corny, and I know it gets old, but we can't help if you don't call. It's really that simple. And Joe, you've been hearing me say that for years. I mean, you've been on the show.
Way too much.
Way too much. But it's true. I mean, the show is built around helping our listeners overcome whatever challenge they have. Okay, and we bring in experts to help our listeners overcome those challenges. I am a mortgage professional. I can help individuals that listen to the show, our listeners, overcome their housing challenges if they have debt, if they're looking to buy a new house, you know, downsize, upsize. Doug, house 10, will get you in and out of house in 10 days or less. Ray will help you and your family. You fall into four buckets, Ray.
Right.
Our listeners fall into four buckets. Number one, you're either planning to go to college, you have no clue. You're either in college, lumping on the debt, you have no idea how you're going to pay that off. You've graduated college, now you've got all of the student loans coming due, or your kids' student loans coming due, and here comes the freight train, because here's $1,000 to $2,000 to sometimes $4,000 a month of payments. You have no clue where that money's coming from. Or the fourth bucket is, you've just said, forget about it, I'm done, I'm not even going to pay it. Now the loan's going to default, and your credit's blown up, and right. you're just completely on a downward spiral of bad.
Right, and we can get you out. I think the questions that I think are most prevalent are, how do I get student loans? What type of student loans do I get? And how do I deal with the student loans once I have them so that I'm doing the right thing for myself and my family?
Right. And our listeners, the first thing, you got to pick up the phone and call. So you're going to be here for the next 2 hours. We're going to start with Doug after the next break talking about the listeners that you've helped, because you've got an inspection with one of the listeners out in West Chicago.
Yep.
That you have to leave early. So we're gonna tee you up, get you rolling. To Ray's left and my right is a gentleman by the name of Mark Toomey. And Mark is basically what we're going to classify here on the show as a financial quarterback. You do what I do. I do the mortgages and the housing on the show and at the station. You look at everybody's overall financial portfolio to make sure it's calibrated properly. Is that a right? How'd I do?
You did great.
Okay,
great.
That was
very accurate. So what we do is we take a holistic view of what everybody has going on in their financial portfolio, from their life insurance to their homeowners to their PNC for their cars, if they're a business owner, to their business insurances. We've realized that we need to load it all up into one area for it to be viewed by the consumer, by yourselves, listeners, to be able to have easy access to the information. And we've gotten great response and feedback from doing so thus
far. And we're going to talk about you and MegaPros. Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement, that song, Joe, we got to get to a break. So we'll...
Oh, that's great, Dave.
I know, and our screen isn't working, so... When I hit your number, 848-8989.
I'll show up.
I know. You're good. We'll get, all right,
if you need me, I'm here.
Our screen's not firing, and I can't see any of the text. Other than that, we're off to a great start. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with questions and listen to how Doug from House 10 has helped our listeners overcome their financial challenges. Pay some bills. We'll be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPros call and text line. There was technical difficulty, Joe.
847-658-8989.
I feel complete.
It's there.
I feel complete.
And when the button's not pushed and the volume's not up, nobody hears it. So we are going to talk about, and thanks for the text messages, 401k questions for buying a home. We're going to get to proper way to plan for college. Ray, you're, and that's not the lady from Skokie. It's a different listener who is texting in. So if you've got any questions that you don't feel comfortable calling at 312-981-7200, please send text messages, 312-981-7200. It's the same telephone number. And also, if you have any pictures of any of the challenges that you're trying to overcome in your home, please send us those pictures to 312-981-7200 so MegaPros Joe of MegaPros Home Improvement can take a look at that and give you some advice on the show, like we've done on previous shows. But let's go to Doug Robinson of House 10. And you have been, it's been a cannon shot of success for the campaign, the advertising campaign. You asked me to record some spots. You know, we're friends off the air, and you're like, hey, I got this idea. You and your partners have this idea. You're putting something together. I said, I think it's a great idea. What are you trying to do? You gave me some bullet points. I wrote some commercials. You approved the commercial, and I recorded it, and the phone started ringing. Yep. Walk our listeners through what you do, why you're a valuable asset to this show, and three, just pinpoint three of the listeners that you have helped in quick fashion, because I know that you have to leave early to go to West Chicago to meet with a listener who is having some financial challenges with their homes and wants to get out of their home.
Yep. So answer the questions. I got to remember 1, 2, 3, right? So number one, what we do, what we really do is we provide listeners an alternative. They can come to us. We will purchase their house. And the reason it's house 10 is we will close within 10 days. They get a cash. What we offer is the amount of the check that they're going to get in 10 days. We incur all the fees, all the
title transfer.
Title transfer, everything to do with all the, you know, the background. I mean, selling a house is, quite frankly, it's a job.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have time for it. A lot of people are, and I'll get into a couple of the situations why we're a benefit. But what makes us a little bit different is that our relationship that we're building with the listeners that call in is we're more consultative. We really want to try to help them. We take each individual situation and drive them to what is the best solution for them and us. A win-win is always better for everyone in the long run.
Sure.
So that's kind of what our approach to how we're doing it. To give you a great example, because this will be more informative, I think, than me going into the history of House 10, which, quite frankly, is
nobody cares. Right. Yeah, so yeah. Go ahead.
So we had a listener call from Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
So the reach is big, and so the Hochberg fame is growing. Across,
oh yeah, so huge, massive, right?
But the situation was he had in-laws up here in Chicago. Unfortunately, had to put them into assisted living. There's no other family around. And he's like, what do we do with this home? It was a decent house, and I think this one was out towards Oakbrook.
Okay.
And he said, I don't have time to come up there and sell a house. And he knows, and he knew the problems and the, I shouldn't say problems. It's a chore to do
challenges,
this stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. So what we did is we said, okay, here's what we did. We gave him an offer, and our offers are generally, I'm going to cost 75-80% of what you would actually list a home for, and then you start backing off expenses.
Yeah.
I said, take this back to the family. If you guys want to do it, we'll close in 10 days, but we don't have to. We'll leave it out there for 90 days. If you guys want to decide to hire a realtor, great. If it becomes more of a problem than you guys can deal with, we're there. So we become, in essence, peace of mind to the family, knowing that if this becomes an issue, we can always go back to House 10 and say, okay, we'll take care of this and be done.
And take the check.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's a great one. So we're still working with that listener, and we're very...
I never thought of that. I that's one of the examples. You know, a lot of the examples that we talk about is you get into financial challenges, you can't take the taxes, you get transferred, you have to move quick.
Right.
You know, you're about ready to come up with a late payment, you have to get out. I never thought about... listeners have parents here that they have to put into some type of assisted living or maybe pass away,
right,
and they're not here and they have to dispose of the home, and they don't want to deal with, you know, listing it and cleaning it and fixing it up, and there's exactly a lot of things that go into getting a house ready for sale. And if they want to do that, we have Jill, we have Amy, we have Donna on our team, our realtors on our team that will list the house. But if they just don't want to have to deal with any of that and want to check in 10 days, you guys will come in and write a check. I never thought of that.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a great service, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then kind of along those same lines, I had another listener whose family owned investment properties.
Okay.
Over the time, they decided they didn't want to do that anymore. They've gotten it down to, they had actually a couple duplexes left, and got to the point where the father-in-law unfortunately passed away, who was managing this. Son called me and said, I have no idea what to do with this. I have no idea what it is. I don't know what a duplex is worth. I don't know how to sell it. I don't know how to do any of this stuff. What can you do for us? So we go in, and within our group, our partners, we have experience in all different types of real estate transactions, and we can take a look at that. And so we're actually working with them, saying, here's your best option.
Right.
Again, they're in a situation where it's not necessarily they need that cash up front right away. But what they don't need is
the headaches,
that
of,
headaches
managing,
of doing it, and they're not going to manage a duplex and on and on. So that's where we can come in. And
Ray, you ever manage a apartment complex before?
No, I have not.
Okay. Yeah. Mark, have you ever managed?
Wait a second, though. Ray could. All right.
Oh, I wouldn't want to mess with her.
Like, exactly.
Hey, my sink doesn't work. Yeah, well, tough. All right, you call me in the morning. No, but a lot of folks don't, a lot of our listeners have no idea. Managing property, Joe. I need to tell you.
Well, and then the other thing I learned from you, Doug, is just that you you consult them at that point. You're not trying to close them or using fear tactics to vulture their property, right? So your bid is legit. It's what you're going to get and what you're going to save from not
carrying
it.
There's no surprises or tricks.
Right. Yeah, but you're, so in other words, the cost of carrying it for another 90 days, that's really their consideration,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we lay that out for them saying, you know, if you list with a realtor, you know, you've got, you know, the realtor fees, but then that's just the beginning. You've got the cost of closing. You've got the cost of, you know, the title transfer. There's
usually got utilities, legal expenses, security.
Three more months of real estate taxes, insurance, all that stuff.
Yes.
If something goes wrong with the property.
Right. Yeah. And then how do you put a cost on 3 months of your life while you're back and forth and messing around? It's like, so that's on them. Yeah. But I think the real... Like you said, Joe, we're there to consult with them because some folks don't need cash in 10 days. What they need is that peace of mind.
And that's what I appreciate about you. You're not trying to use fear tactics to say, hey, if you don't do this now, the deal's off the table.
Right, right. And then we have run into some folks who are in dire straits and, you know, listener call in and say, listen, my house is getting ready to go up for auction. This is what I owe. Can you help? Actually, this is one I'm
you're going out to West Chicago. Yeah.
And I said, okay, so let's, that's one where our process, from a listener standpoint is invaluable because there's a lot of folks, that may come in, see that situation and take a pretty good advantage of them. It's like, no, we're going to be fair. And we have this process in place, so we'll work with you and make sure that we can do everything we can on our end to alleviate whatever issues that you have. So
I got to hit a break here. Phone number?
866-HOUSE-10.
All right, 866-HOUSE-10. That was Doug Robinson. You're going to stick around for about a half hour?
Yeah, for
sure. All right, we're going to come out of the break. Gary Novell's calling in with his credit enhancement tip of the week. We're going to jump over to Ray Kaplan, talk more with Doug before he jumps out to West Chicago to help one of our listeners with their housing challenge. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That is the Mega Pros call and text line. And we are a show that will help you navigate through all of your real estate challenges. Pay some bills. Be right back.
Come on, baby, yeah. Baby, don't you want to go back to that same old place?
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call and text line. Got a text message here, Doug. What is the cost of your consultation?
That would be free.
Right.
Yes.
So it's free consultation. If somebody's calling in with a challenge here in Chicago, or if they're downstate, or if they're in another state and they have relatives here, or a property here they want to dispose of within 10 days and don't want to go through the headaches and the of getting the house ready and listing it and doing all that stuff, 10 days you get a check.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, one other thing, too, is you can call in. Anytime somebody's going to answer the phone for you. The other thing, too, we're really directing listeners to go onto the website, which is www.house10.com, and they can enter all their pertinent information in there on their time, and then we'll get back to them as soon as they submit that. So it's really easy and intuitive website to go through, get property address, upload a few pictures, and away we go.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They could call that 866-HOUSE-10.
Yep.
And you go to house10.com, upload the pictures of the property, free consultation.
Yep.
Okay, Gary Novell, how are you, buddy?
Hi, David. Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing today?
Great. You've got a great story. I'm going to give Gary's phone number out now. So if our listeners would like to contact him after he gets off the air, it's 630-624-9557. Gary's an unbelievable resource for our listeners. And our clients that Gary's helped our listeners turn into clients because he's enhanced their credit. Because some of our listeners can't buy a home or can't refinance because they've got boulders in the way. And Gary is the boulder lifter and gets all that garbage out of the way. You've got a great story about a listener that you helped with a bankruptcy, right?
He had some David, challenges. I got a call a while ago from Charles, who was a longtime listener of the show, who found himself in a unique situation. What he did was he filed bankruptcy 8 years ago, and now all of the accounts that were included in the bankruptcy have dropped off his credit report, and he's done a good job of reestablishing his credit by getting a few credit cards and a car loan that all show on his report as good, open, and active accounts. So this all sounds pretty good, right? Well, the problem was still the bankruptcy. Even though it was 8 years old and the only bad item remaining on his credit report, it was still giving him a problem with lenders just because it was still showing and was taking 30 to 40 points off his scores. He tried getting this removed himself, but he said he never really got a reply back from the credit bureaus and just got tired of wasting his time banging his head against the wall and dealing with the credit bureaus. Well, you know what? Welcome to my world. So he finally gave me a call after hearing me talk for years about how I've helped listeners of the show. So he called and was explaining the situation to me, excuse me, and I could feel the frustration and anger in his voice in dealing with the credit bureaus and not hearing anything back. He hired me, I started doing my work, and in 2 months, I had this removed from all three of his credit bureau reports, and now his report was clean, scores now all over 700, and lenders were basically lining up outside his door with loan officers. Now, I'm going to be the first one to admit I cannot get everybody's bankruptcy off of every credit report, and it helped that this one was 8 years old. But you know what? It won't do anything by itself. It won't fall off by itself. And if you have someone like me who has been getting things off of credit reports for over 30 years working for you, well, it's definitely worth a shot. For any questions on this type of situation, or if you just want to chat about your credit, never hesitate to give me a call at 630-624-9557. You're not going to get the correct answer to your question unless you call. The number again, 630-624-9557.
And this individual, this listener who went to Gary, when they came to us, or when we do their loan, we're going to give them a full credit for the fee that they invested with Gary to help Gary enhance their credit so they could get a loan.
So basically, they're taking a leap of faith in themselves by paying my fee, and then when I help them, they go back to you. You reimburse them my fee, so they're basically getting my service for free.
Yeah, so you invest in yourself. Our listeners invest in themselves. And Gary, when you go to do a loan, I can't tell you how many listeners, I've lost count of how many listeners that were in the fives, the sixes, and the sevens that couldn't refinance that called up Gary.
Dave.
And he took care of the challenge, and we were able to get them into a better situation.
How about that lady you and I bumped into from the old radio station last weekend?
Yes.
I said, how's 2020 going for you?
That's right.
She goes, Joe, let me tell you, my credit score is over 800 now. It used to be below 600.
Yes.
And I have $8,000 saved.
And Gary helped her.
Awesome. And you're pre-approving her loan.
Yeah. And Amy is helping her buy a home. We already pre-approved her. But we saw this lady. She worked in the building that we used to have our other show at. And she had some credit challenges.
Yep.
And she met Gary probably 15 to 30 times. I can't tell you how many over 4 years that she met Gary. And she finally figured out that we're doing a radio show upstairs on real estate. And she's like, my credit's a little challenged. I'm like, here's the guy you call.
Yeah.
Because Gary was on that weekend. So long story short, Gary fixed her up. I hooked her up with Amy because she's buying a house in Amy's area. We got her pre-approved for a mortgage. She's ready to go. She would have never been in a position today if she didn't pick up the phone to call Gary that walked by her at least 30 times in 4 years while we were doing the show across the river. Yeah, I totally forgot
so
about that.
She was so excited. She was on cloud nine.
Yeah, nice
and she was
job.
So proud of herself.
Yeah, well, right?
Well, and isn't it the case that your credit score is so important in terms of not only qualifying for a mortgage, but
everything.
Also everything, and getting approved for low-interest credit cards and loans if you need them, and then you might have a high-interest credit card that you can then do a balance transfer, and you stop that bleeding. You stop losing money every month. So it really saves people so much money once they get their credit score in
good
shape.
And what our listeners don't realize, Ray, and Mark could talk more about this during his segment, when you pull Allstate, Jimmy Towns from Allstate just signed up to be a sponsor of the show, so he'll come on. He will tell you when he's in here that your homeowner's insurance premium, your car insurance premium, and your life insurance premium, what you pay, are based upon your credit scores.
Right.
The higher the credit scores, in the creditor's eyes, less risk to the investor on the actuary scales that you're going to maintain your house, you're going to have less accidents, you're going to have less claims, and you're going to get a lower rate, okay? And that's just the way it is. So
David, good credit scores will save you money on anything you're trying to do nowadays, because it seems like anything you're trying to do always starts with your credit. And having good credit scores, you know, it makes life less stressful for people.
Yeah, and it saves everybody that's listening money.
Yeah,
and your family.
Who doesn't want to save money?
And your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors will save them money, too.
And it allows you to qualify for federal student loans.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay, so even another benefit. This show is here. We come down every Saturday to help our listeners understand the importance of the things that they take for granted or they don't know. And our listeners don't realize that, oh, you know what? Yeah, I'll pay that next month. Well, guess what? It's 29th of February. If you don't pay that bill today and pay it tomorrow, it goes late. And then you get a ding on your credit report. I've got a guy right now listening. He's a loyal listener. He's been listening for 15 years we've been on the radio. Finally called. He's in a 6.5% loan. 6.5% loan. He has 4 late mortgage payments. He has $200,000 worth of equity in his home. But his wife had some type of challenge. She made the mortgage payment late in May, July, August, and September of 19. We're dead in the water until September of next year. He's got $200,000 worth of equity.
Can't get to it.
Can't get to it.
Right.
Well, I could get to it, but it would cost him more than what he's paying now because there's some alternative lenders we could send him to. But the cost of money to do that, it's not worth it to him. So I'm like, listen, come on. I need 7 months. Come on, man. We could do this. I need 7 months. Right? Pay that mortgage on time. Get me into a position. I could take the money out. I'm landlocked right now. I'm handcuffed. It kills me. I can't help you. Because you've got the 4 mortgage lates in the past 12 months, and our listeners don't understand how that crushes them. You're on the 29th day of the month. This is the last day to register.
Does leap year help him or hurt him?
No, well,
meaning
well,
he's got an extra day,
he got
right?
an extra day. Right, you got to make sure the bills are paid today, and this is the last day that you can register for the Team Hochberg Free Rent and Mortgage Shoot the Puck, because we're shutting down tomorrow. Go to ChicagoBlackhawks.com/Team Hochberg to register. We're going to pay free rent and free mortgage for the full year for 4 lucky participants. I don't know where the hell that came up with, but I just remember.
That has nothing to do with this.
But it's the 29th and it's free money. Gary, your phone number. Gary, you got to hit a break.
For any questions on your credit, 630-624-9557. David, I'd just like to comment the reach of this show. While we were talking, I got a voicemail from Napa, California.
There you go. Okay. Well, Napa. They're probably trying to sell you some wine.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, buy me one. Buy 4, get one free. 312-981-7200. That was Gary Novell. Best in the business. Joe Brandt's coming up with some sports eventually. I don't know. He's looking at sports very intently in the sports box that they have there. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN Radio. Our phone line and text line, 312-981-7200. We are here to help you. We're going to come back with Ray Kaplan talking student loans. Doug Robinson's going to go run out to West Chicago to help some listeners save their home and get some money from him and his investors. And Mark Toomey is going to come up and tell you how he's going to quarterback all your finances. And Joe is here to answer all of your real estate questions.
Yes.
Send us your pictures. 312-981-7200. And I'm doing dating advice. It's Saturday night. Need some dating advice. 312-981-7200. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. A couple of quick questions off the amazing text line before we throw it over to Ray. My daughter's going to college this fall. What is the best option for borrowing money? So keep that in the back of your head, Ray, because I know that's one of the questions coming up.
Yep.
My husband's a vet, 600 credit for us, for both of us. We moved to Nevada, had some issues early on. We had a VA loan in Chicago, no issues. Do you work or recommend somebody here? I could hook you up with somebody. Homesite is not licensed in Nevada, but I have friends that can secure you a VA loan, so I'll make the introduction to that. My name is Ryan. I currently own an outright single-family home that's an investment property. It's currently worth 50 to 60 grand. I'd like to purchase a second investment property, multi-unit selling for $300,000. What are my options as far as down payment? Do I save up 20 to 25% for down payment? Can I borrow against my single family? Looking for recommendations. You can borrow against your single family home. You are going to get a better rate. Typically, on multifamily investment properties, they are looking for 20% down. You're going to get a much better rate with 25% down, but there are some alternative lenders that will do 15%. But most of them are 20%. if you want a decent rate. So hopefully that was helpful. Sun filed bankruptcy in 2020. And now 10 years later, the bank that held the second mortgage sent them a message stating that they now owe $70,000. How could this be after a bankruptcy? Thank you. So you're kind of a bankruptcy attorney as well as a student loan thing.
Yes.
So if they didn't get that discharge, the second loans are really like credit cards. That
correct.
Our listeners don't know that. How can that come back if it's a Chapter 7? I guess if it's a Chapter 7 or 13, if the bankruptcy attorney did their job the way they were supposed to do
right.
their due diligence, that shouldn't be there. Would you agree with that?
Did they say that they did not get their discharge?
All it says here is that my son filed for BK in 2010. It's 10 years later. The bank that held the second sent them a message stating they now owe 70 grand.
Yeah. There's something wrong with that. The attorney should have done something called setting aside the lien, mm-hmm. And maybe they didn't do that. So they probably should contact their attorney and find out
what's going on there. Yeah, that's kind of not a good letter, Joe, that you'd like to.
But so from your description, it sounds like maybe the attorney made a mistake in that.
The attorney might have made a mistake. We do see that a lot where sometimes inexperienced attorneys don't do.
It's hard to sue an attorney, isn't it?
No,
it's just costly. It's just costly. Because, they got nothing better to do.
That's what makes it
hard. I'm going to bill myself $600 an hour. Yeah, okay. Sure. Why not? All right, let's get to student loans here. Okay, let's get to student loans because it's huge. And Skokie, we have an email question here from a lady in Skokie. Amy from Skokie sent in this email. She has a question regarding how early should parents plan for their kids' college education and what is the best way to secure federal student loans to get the biggest benefit and save the most amount of money.
Okay.
So let's break that into two separate sections. How early should our listeners start planning for their children's college education and some nieces and nephews' college education because it's a family affair,
right.
and grandkids' college education because we have a wide net here at WGN with different demographics, and I've seen aunts and uncles, Joe. I've seen grandparents jump in, Mark, where the whole family's getting involved to send these children to college.
Correct.
When should they start?
Well, I think it's never too early to start planning for kids to go to college because it's a big expense. We all know that. So most of the time you're looking at tuition that's between $30,000 to $50,000 a year. My biggest take-home message for our listeners is to stay away from private student loans. I know that they have very successful marketing campaigns, SoFi and the rest of it, where they talk about low interest and people have a kind of an innate fear of taking out federal student loans. If our listeners understood how the law works that governs all federal student loans, nobody would be afraid of federal student loans. Take out federal student loans. You can get federal Parent Plus loans to finance your kids' educations for undergrad from top to bottom, and you don't have to make any payments while the kids are in school. The person making the least amount of money should be the parent plus borrower for federal student loans. You just go to studentaid.gov. You can call us at our office. We can walk you through it. We can have a financial analysis going over how exactly this is going to work, what the payments are going to be. And we have clients right now. I actually brought in three examples of listeners that we helped yesterday.
Okay.
One lady, Marie from Arlington Heights, she had $152,000 in federal student loans. She's working for the city currently, making about $60,000 per year. Her payment was $1,600 a month. Under the law that governs these federal student loans, we were able to reduce her payment to $217 per month after 120 payments, which is 10 years. The total she'll have paid will be $27,000. Remember, the balance is, was $152,000. So after 120 payments, she's going to get over $300,000 in loan forgiveness.
Okay.
And that's tax-free. So she's not going to be taxed on that amount that's forgiven because she works in the public sector.
Is she doing just one example. Did she do anything wrong? Is there anything illegal about that? Because some people are like, oh, it's still going to be true. This is a bunch of crap.
I know. And it's not. It's just that the servicer that you're dealing with, usually when you deal with federal student loans, they work for the Department of Ed. Their job is not to analyze the law so that you get the biggest benefit. That's my job. My job is to analyze the statute to apply it to you and your federal student loans so that you pay what you're supposed to pay, but not more.
And the important part of that case study there, Marie in Arlington Heights, or whatever her name was, if I butchered it, I apologize to her, is that she worked for a government entity.
Right. She worked for the city of Chicago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and if you work for the city of Chicago, then you are it's a government entity. You fall under the
any
clause.
Town, municipality,
okay.
Public school.
That's the key for that example. Okay, what's the second example?
Got another example. This lady was a WGN listener from California.
Wow.
So she moved from Chicago to California. She still listens to WGN. And let's call her Mrs. G. She has federal Parent Plus loans. Sent her daughter to school. She has $93,000 in federal loans. Now she's retired, living the good life out in California. And she has a small pension and Social Security. Because of her small pension and Social Security, her monthly payment on her federal student loans, you ready for this? $0 per month.
Wow.
And after 300 months, because she's not working in the public sector, she's retired, so private sector rules apply, she'll get forgiveness of the entire balance, $274,000, wiped out. Now, if you are retired and you have federal Parent Plus loans and you have a small pension, likely your payment is going to be zero. If you have a big pension, then we're not going to be able to get you a $0 payment. But for this listener in California, $0 monthly payment, she's never going to make another payment on her federal student loans unless she goes back to work, which she said she's not going to.
So after and after 25 years, 300 months, it's expunged.
It's forgiven.
There you go.
Exactly. Third example. We have a doctor from working at Northwest Community, and he is a new resident, only making about $60,000 per year right now, $200,000 in federal student loans. Will pay after 120 months about $350 a month. He's only going to pay $42,000 back on that $200,000 balance, get over $250,000 in loan forgiveness, again, tax-free forgiveness. So this is the biggest problem I run into is the mindset about student loans. The battle is the old mindset that won't serve you well. I have a student loan that's $100,000 and I have to find a way to pay it off. Why is this bad? Because the construct for federal loans is not set up that way. What if you don't have to pay it back like that? If you want to and you win the lottery and you want to write a huge check to the Department of Education, you're welcome to do so. But if you don't want to and you're looking for an alternative, the law gives you that alternative. It's just a question of compliance with the statute, and that's what we do. We get you in compliance so that you can take advantage of this.
Right.
And the law might change. So this might not always be the case, but if it is, and it is right now, we might as well take advantage of it.
And one of our textures, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break, 708, if the student loans are forgiven, who pays for it? Well, the federal government pays for it. And the bottom line is this. Federal government, in my personal opinion, shouldn't be giving out all this money in the first place to kids that can't afford to pay it back.
And trust me, they make a lot of money on these federal student loans.
Yes.
They charge interest, and most people pay back more than what they owe.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side. 312-981-7200. The phone lines are blowing up. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. American Pros call and text line 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to talk more student loans. We're going to talk to Mark Toomey regarding financial quarterbacking. If you've got any questions about home improvements, Mega Pros Joe is in here. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back on the other side of the hour.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show, Chicago's premier real estate show, handling all of your real estate questions. If you've got questions, we've got answers. I love that. Bam! 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Send us a text. Joe, Kim, and Kenosha. Excited that you're coming up on March 10th. She's so excited. She sent the text message.
I know, and she's so happy that we go to Kenosha. Yes, we do go to Kenosha and that southern border. We're proud to do it.
Kim sent three text messages.
And then that smiley face. I like the smiley
face. She got the file. On March 10th, I need outside and inside repairs, smiley face. I'm so glad they come to Kenosha. Love you. Love your show. Can't wait for Mega Pro Joe to come to my home. So
right,
there
you go. We'll bring her a sweatshirt.
A hoodie.
Okay. We'll bring her a hoodie, a Mega Pros hoodie.
Janet in Mount Prospect, you've got some questions about paying off credit card. Thank you for staying online on hold for so long. How can we help you?
Hi, David. Hi, everyone. I have debt on a high interest credit card, and I wanted to know what is the best way to pay it off.
Do you own a home?
Yes.
How much is your home worth?
Let's see. Bought it for $292 about 3 years ago.
Okay, so Arlington Heights has held Mount Prospect has held value. So, would you say it's gone up to about $310 in the past 3 years? You got about 2-3% appreciation a year.
Yes.
Okay. What do you owe on your house?
Let's see. I'd say about 189.
What rate do you have on your 189 mortgage against your $300,000 home?
3.375.
Okay, that's a great rate. Is that a 30-year or 15-year?
A 30-year fixed.
30-year fixed at 3.375. That's phenomenal. So I would leave that alone. How much credit card debt do you have?
$18,000.
Okay, since you have $18,000 worth of debt and you have such a great rate, rates are lower. Here, we got to take a look at two different things. Okay, number one, possibly do another 30-year fixed loan. Rates are back to where you are. You're probably not going to get down to 3.375 on a cash-out refinance to roll in the $20,000. So how long do you plan on living in the house?
Forever.
How was your credit?
Well, it was excellent when I bought the house.
Okay.
I'd have to give Gary a call. Okay. Have him check that for me.
All right, so if we work with Republic Bank, your best option is that $20,000 costing you, let me guess, 4% minimum payment, about $600 to $800 bucks a month. Am I right?
Yeah, and that's
crushing you.
Then it doesn't leave me money to pay off anything else.
Okay, so you got two options. You either do a refinance of a 30-year fixed loan to roll that debt into your mortgage and build an emergency fund so you're not scratching every single month, or you leave your first loan where it is, you take out a line of credit with Republic Bank, pay off the $20,000 worth of credit card debt. The $20,000 will probably drop to about $80 to $100 bucks a month. And then you just take the extra money, build up an emergency fund, or pay it off slowly but surely at your leisure after you build up an emergency fund. Okay?
Sounds great.
How does that sound? All right. You have hardwood floors?
Yeah.
You have hardwood floors in your beautiful home in Mount Prospect?
I have hardwood floors. Yes, I do.
Joe, we're going to send her some Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaner.
What kind of floor cleaner?
It's hardwood floor from Mr. Floor.
Mr. Floor.
The cleaner. Mr. Floor.
Mr. Floor. Mr.
Floor cleaning product.
Make sure.
Igor wanted me to make sure that I stress Mr. Floor will be
Mr.
in here next
floor.
Week. It is Mr. Floor. That, and he did my floors. He's outstanding. So hang tight, Jane.
Okay, can I get the number for the Republic Bank?
Yes, it's on the website. My guy left, and I don't have it, but I promise to call. If you go to WGNDavid.com, it's on our website, okay? Oh, I'll tell you what. We're going to put you on hold. Sammy's got it, and Scott's got it in the other room. Scott just graduated from Northern Illinois University, Harvard of the Midwest.
Nice.
So hang on, all right?
Go Huskies.
Go Huskies.
Thank you so much.
Woo-hoo.
Love your show.
Hey, are you a Husky?
I am, yeah.
When did you graduate?
That's a weird
question. Boy.
How long ago?
1984.
I was homecoming king in 87.
Mm-hmm. Get out.
I swear think we're close about the same age.
Swear to God.
You had an amazing life.
I was victory.
So then you sold Mary Kay Cosmetics.
I sold Mary Kay Cosmetics.
That's amazing. Isn't a man of many talents.
I was Victory Husky. I was in the dog costume.
You were a handsome lad.
Yes. When I was wearing the costume. And then I was homecoming king in
that is amazing.
1987.
I can picture it.
And that and $2.80 get you a gallon of gas in Northbrook. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're gonna pay some bills. We got Diane and Ken coming up, student loan payments. We're going to ask more text questions blowing up in the MegaPros call on the text line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. A lot of our listeners, Ray, have got some challenges about you helping other listeners out with their student loans. And you've got a pretty direct answer for that.
I'm going to address that, too.
Okay, we're going to address that. Head on. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show, AM 720 WGN. That is the MegaPros call and text line. Out to Diane. You have a discretionary income question, Diane.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I am wondering, is there any debating or discussion with the federal government if you think your discretionary income payment is still too high for your family?
Yes. So most.
Hold on. Hold on. What is Diane talking about for our listeners that don't know? What is she asking specifically with discretionary income? What is discretionary income, and why is she asking that question?
Right. So the way the law works is they apply when you're looking to enter into an income-driven payment plan, which everybody pretty much is eligible for. The government applies a formula. The formula is they take your adjusted gross income, or AGI, minus 150% of the poverty index for a family of your size. Then they take 20% of that number, and then they divide it by 12. And so that 20%, they're supposed to be taking 20% of your gross disposable income. And I think what Diane is asking is, they base this payment on my disposable income, and I think what they're saying my disposable income is higher than what her disposable income actually is. Is that correct, Diane? Right. So under the statute, if the loans are in your name, you're only supposed to be submitting your adjusted gross income under most of the income-driven payment plans. Are you by chance submitting income for you and your husband?
No.
Okay, just yours.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have Parent PLUS loans?
No, this was for myself. It was not for our children.
Okay. So you've got federal loans. Well, I think what you should do is give us a call. My office number is 312-294-8989.
All right. Do it again because I get accused of going too fast. So give the phone number slowly. It's
312-294-8989. And what we can do is we can do an analysis and make sure that your income-driven payment plan is the lowest one that you're eligible for. The only time we actually see this is when so you have to remember what you think is your discretionary income and the government thinks is your discretionary income are two different things because they go by gross income, not net.
Great.
Okay. Does that make sense, Diane?
Yes, it makes great sense, and I will be giving you a call.
Give us a call. Right. You're welcome.
Have a great day, Diane. Diane.
Yeah.
Do you have hardwood floors?
Yes, we do.
All right, I'm going to send you, Joe, Mr. Floor.
What? Use the other flooring company.
No. Mr. Floor.
Mr. Floor.
Mr. Floor's
they're
cleaning
the
product.
Best hardwood floor cleaner. They're the only hardwood
right.
floor cleaner.
So we're going to send you Mr. Floor, hardwood floor cleaner, Diane, okay? So hang tight.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, 312-981.
She's a nice lady. I'd want her.
Yeah,
in the
she
customer.
Is.
7200.
Very nice.
And the reason we keep saying Mr. Floor is because I got an email from Igor.
Yeah, he should be quiet now.
And he kept saying, no, you're not saying Mr. Floor enough. Can you make sure you say Mr. Floor enough? So I'm making sure that I say Mr. Floor enough. So I don't know if I said it, but Diane's going to get Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product. And we have Ken wants to talk to you, Ray, about a repayment plan. Hey, Ken, how are you, buddy?
Hi, good morning. So my daughter graduated from her master's program in December, and I took out private student loans. We paid the first four of her undergrad, but we told her that the master's degree was going to be on her.
Mm-hmm.
So she has, you know, that coming due. We got the letter in the mail. They're private loans. I don't know if I can mention the company or not, but it doesn't matter probably. And so, you know, we get that friendly letter that your payments are going to begin on. And so I'm just trying to figure out what's the best way to go to reduce this rate. My daughter aggressively wants to pay this off. She'll be making some really good money in her job. And so her plan is she'd like to get it paid down in like a year, year and a half.
Right.
So was wondering what your thoughts were on the best way to convert this private loan into something maybe with a lower interest rate, or I just don't know which way to go, you know?
Sure. Can you ask who's the servicer? Is that okay if I ask who's the servicer on your private loans?
It's Discover.
Okay. So for private student loans, there's not as much flexibility as there is with federal student loans. I would also just maybe give us a call because it might be that the way to go is simply just to refinance them. There are companies out there that will refinance private student loans for a lower interest rate. Or I would say it is a good idea to just pay them down as quickly as possible and get rid of them. For private student loans, really, that's the best option. And if you can just get rid of them as fast as possible.
And that's why you recommend to take out federal, because there's more options.
Right, exactly. So there is no such thing as an income-driven payment plan on private student loans. The options are very limited. We're limited to the four corners of the contract that you signed. So we do want to make sure, A, that it's a private student loan, which if it's discovered is a private student loan. And then if that's the case, we take a look at the contract and just see what is laid out in the contract in terms of forbearance, lowering the payments, actually, you know, maybe getting the co-signers released from the agreement, et cetera. So we can take a look at those two and get your options under the contract.
That's kind of my question. I, she's a college student. She didn't have a job. So, you know, I had a co-sign.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Right. And there are sometimes we can get you released from it.
I think you get my wife and our name off of the loan.
It's kind of difficult. Sometimes they require 8 payments that are kind of enormous in order to get you off the private student loan, in order to get a release for the co-signer. It can happen. It's a little bit like a unicorn. I haven't seen it happen, but I've heard of it happening before. So we can try and get it for you.
One other option, okay. Kenny, one other option is, do you have equity in your home?
Oh, I'm not going that route.
No. Just slow your roll here, buddy.
Relax,
I'm just trying
Dad.
To help you out there. Take out a line of credit against your home. At a lower rate than what the student loan would cost, and have your daughter pay you back on the line of credit.
That's right. That's a great option. You save money that way.
I did that for my son, so we're currently doing that for him.
Exactly.
I can't do it with my daughter.
I'm done with this college
stuff.
David.
I totally can understand.
That's right. Kenny, I get you, buddy. I feel your pain. I got 3 daughters. I understand. We're going to send you some hardwood floor, Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product. Ken, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Hang tight, man. 312-981-7200. Joe.
Ray.
Yes.
What I think is, you're an incredible resource. Even when you're telling the people to give you a call.
Right.
Right? You're not going to charge them for answering their questions.
No, I usually don't. I mean, if we have to have a full-blown consultation, there is a $200 consultation fee. I see all the calls, emails, everything that come through, and sometimes I just go ahead and answer the questions and just kind of knock them out, because sometimes they don't need a whole consultation. But in a general rule, it's a good idea so that we can do a thorough analysis.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah.
But for the question, you could send them in the right direction.
Sure,
anyway.
Absolutely.
630, student 2 years out of college, is teaching in a public school. Parents have plus loans. So
okay.
We have parent plus loans too. Is there anything she can do, or should she just get some loan forgiveness?
So parents have parent plus loans. The issue there is, what do the parents do? Are the parents working in the public sector? It's not. If you have parent plus loans, it doesn't matter what the student does for a living. It only matters what the student does for a living with regard to their student loans. The student borrower student loans, she'll get forgiveness if she's working, say, in a public school as a teacher. So you have parent plus loans. The question is, what do you do for a living? Do you work for a city or a not-for-profit full-time? Are you retired? And there are a lot of options, again, under the law to get your payments lowered or to possibly potentially get a lot of forgiveness on your federal parent plus loans. So give us a call, 312-294-8989.
I want you to address the texter's comments. We have a number of different texters from all over, 773-630-847. What you're doing is taking from the taxpayers. I'm going to sum it up. I can't read them all. What you're doing is not right.
Mm-hmm.
You're stealing from the taxpayers. I had to pay my student loan off. You know, what you're doing is not right. What are your responses to those?
Well, this is exactly like when you go to file your tax return every year, Dave. The law that's being applied to you is the Internal Revenue Code. The Internal Revenue Code allows you to take certain deductions so that you have to pay less in taxes, right? Nobody thinks that taking those deductions is a crime or immoral.
Illegal.
This is a framework that the government, that the law provides, because Congress wanted you to take out federal student loans and encourage you to either go into the public sector, or for many reasons, they wrote these laws the way they wrote them so that people would be able to take out student loans, get an education. That's the way the law was written, so that you could take advantage of it. There really is nothing wrong with taking advantage of the law the way it's written. Now, the law might change, and we might not always have these options available, but we do have these options available as of 2009. They're talking about changing the law, and I really hope that they don't. But as long as it's available to you, look, you can always pay your federal student loans in full if you want to. I'm just giving you your options.
Did you write the law? Hang on. Did you write the law?
I did not.
It doesn't mean she couldn't.
But this isn't Ray's law.
No.
This law passed through Congress.
This is the Higher Education Act of 1965.
Signed by
Congress, Senate, President.
So it's law.
Exactly.
And you read the law, the 500 pages,
correct,
and you found ways to help listeners work within the law.
Correct.
That is the law of the land.
Yes.
To help our listeners reduce their burden.
Absolutely. I get it from both sides. I get people that say to me, oh, well, this doesn't seem fair. They feel bad for the federal government. I actually don't feel bad for the federal government because I can't tell you how many instances I see where people owe $100,000 and they end up paying $200,000 back to the federal government. Most cases, the government makes money on these loans, believe me.
You are following the law that passed Congress that a president signed into law.
That's my job, following
okay.
the law.
And we're going to get to financial quarterbacking after the break here. Special shout out to Tim, heavy equipment operator in Pecatonica. He gave me a call. He sent me a picture of his gigantic truck that he drives, moving heavy equipment and dirt around a quarry.
Yeah.
So special shout out to my 150 operator. Thanks, Timmy, for that picture. And all you other 150 and heavy equipment operators, text us your pictures, 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back about financial quarterbacking, which I think is huge. And that's what we're going to do, because Mark Toomey is going to talk about making sure that everything that we talked about on the show is in one place that
we're
you can follow.
We're going to have to wake him up first, though.
No, he's awake.
Is he awake?
He's an absorption machine.
Why aren't you guys talking to me?
He's doing yoga. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home, Chicago radio show on AM 720. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. We'll pay some bills. Be right back.
Back to the land of California.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thanks for the text. The texts are still rolling in. It's unbelievable. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Real quick, Ray. Husband is disabled. I work as an accountant. Do we apply for a Parent Plus loan in his name? I apologize. Never apologize for sending a text more than once, because we get so many texts and sometimes we overlook them. What do you recommend?
I would recommend if when you're borrowing for a federal Parent Plus loan, it should be the borrower should be the one who is making the least amount of money. The other thing is that, and I know some people are going to get mad at me for saying this, but again, this is the law.
Did you write that law?
I didn't write it.
Okay.
I wasn't even consulted.
Okay.
There is a section of the statute that applies to where if you're disabled, you can apply to have the total amount forgiven, tax-free forgiveness. So in that sense, I would also have those people give me a call before taking out those Parent Plus loans so we can make sure that we set it up right. So just in case they want to avail themselves of the legal statutory remedies for federal student loans, they are able to do so. Give us a call, 312-294-8989.
And that law passed Congress and was signed into law what year?
So Higher Education Act of 1965, the stuff that we're talking about, 2005 and then 2009.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yep. So it's law.
It's the law.
It's law of the land.
Yep.
Like the law, don't like the law, write Senator Durbin and Senator,
Senator Hochberg.
Tammy.
Hey, Ray. So two times that people should call you, right? The first one is prior to getting any loan.
Before taking out any loans.
So before, when you're considering all these questions about going to school, I can get these grants and all this other
right.
stuff. Right. All right. Give you a call and just say what direction you
can help. Absolutely. So we'll give them their options, because sometimes the kids, you know, are getting scholarships. They don't know what's available. That we actually advise them, depending on what school they want to go to, what's available for that school in terms of scholarships. And then if they're... Is tuition left over that needs to be covered? Federal Parent Plus loans. Because what happens is, the problem is, a lot of the financial aid officers will kind of gear people towards taking private student loans. And we never want you to do that. You don't need to take out private loans. WGN listeners, do not take out private student loans. Please call us before you do that.
All right. Now we're going to get over to Mark Toomey, who is a professional financial planner, financial guru, financial quarterback. You've sat here for an hour and 35 minutes. You've heard us talk about House 10, our listeners that we've helped get in out of homes as quick as 10 days. You've heard us talk about student loans. You've heard me help our listeners navigate with their mortgages and all that stuff. You heard Gary talk about how to enhance credit and get bankruptcies off of people's, off our listeners' credit reports. And a listener in California called, and we have listeners texting in about their student loan question. What do you think as a financial quarterback and what you do? Explain to our listeners what exactly you do and what value you add. Because just a little background story, a fraternity brother of mine, Northern Illinois University, okay, you and him are very close friends.
Let's give him a shout out. Choochie.
Chooch, Dave Calzaretta. And you work with Chooch. His name is Chooch. His name is
College nicknames.
I know.
Chooch.
Chooch. His name is Dave Calzaretta. How he got Chooch, I don't know. It's Chooch.
No one knows.
So he's very successful. He does benefits, he does insurance, he does all that stuff. And I'm like, listen, I'm looking for a guy to come on that could talk the talk and talk in macro terms that our listeners could dive into and really get benefit out of. Because a lot of our listeners don't have $500 in their bank account. They're scratching for money after they cash their check that they got yesterday, and they don't have any insurance, health insurance. Maybe they have too much insurance. Maybe they're listening to the people on the radio that if you only have $500,000, call them for a free consultation.
Don't call them.
Most of the listeners don't have $500,000. Most of our listeners don't have $1,000. So I've been doing the show for 17 years, a couple of months here, but on different stations. I've been looking for a financial guy that I felt comfortable with to come on to talk to our listeners about pulling it all together, the stuff that they have, to make sure that they're hitting all of the different bells and whistles that they should be hitting for retirement. Maybe they're overinsured. Maybe they're underinsured. Maybe they've got all their money in annuities, and there's nothing wrong with annuities, but it's probably not a good idea to have all your money in annuities and to spread it out. And I finally found a guy because Chooch is very successful. Dave Calzaretta, very successful benefit salesman, PNC, personal, casualty.
Yep, corporate side. If you need him, talk to him.
That's not on his business card, though, right?
Chooch. No.
Chooch is right. Not.
No, it's David, Chooch. It's David Calzaretta.
I have to help him.
And I had breakfast with Mark earlier this week, and he explained everything. I'm like, buddy, you got to come on the show because what you offer is fascinating. So explain to our listeners who you are, what you do, and the benefit that you bring to our listeners.
Sure. Well, thanks, Hawk. And what's really going on out here that we're seeing in the world is, as we saw on the show today for our listeners, people have their items everywhere, and they don't know where they are. Hawk, you mentioned people might not have $500. Well, I beg to differ. I think most of you listeners do have $500 and do have more than you realize. You just don't know where it all is. Hmm. And in today's world, people are transitioning more than ever. There's big changes going around in the world nonstop. And you need to have everything in your financial house in order, and you need it to be in one place. And when you have it in one place, it works. Typically, we've seen in household talk that one person manages the finances, manages everything. And if something happens to that person, the other spouse is on an island.
No clue.
No yep. clue, and they're in panic. They have no idea what to look for, where everything is.
Or more importantly, what they actually have.
But no one knows.
I get that all the time. Husband's sick. I have no idea. I'm like, what do you want on the mortgage? No idea. Is there a second loan? No idea. How much is your house worth? No idea. How much you have in your bank account? I don't even know what bank account we have.
How many bank accounts we
absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely.
Right. It's scary.
And it goes to the same sense when you have a household that each person manages their finance separately. Mm-hmm. That's another issue. You don't know where the other person's money is, what's going on, where it's going. What we've done is we utilize an app-based technology that aggregates everything from a person's bank accounts to credit card spending so we can have a living balance sheet for you on a monthly basis. So when you work with Hawk on your getting a refinance, we can provide him with that information as your quarterback. You do not need to stress about any of the information that you have. We can bring in your PNC policies, house, your trust, your wills, your durable powers of attorney, your medical powers of attorney, which is something I think we should speak about, have someone in to talk about.
Right, Dave Schluter.
That's something extremely important that a lot of people don't have in place. That's a necessary basic.
What's PNC for our listeners?
Property and casualty insurance. For most listeners, it's your home, your auto, your vacation home, those simple things.
Jimmy Towns from Hall's Date will be the show's PNC, property and casualty. He's signed up and he's great. He's a great. He does all of my stuff. He's amazing, and I strongly recommend him to all our listeners. He's at Allstate.
And I'll give a great example from the mutual friend Chooch, going through the process with Dave Calzaretta. Currently, we're uncovering things that Dave didn't even know existed. He's a benefit broker and a PNC broker on the commercial side. We dove into his benefits and uncovered that he's overpaying for a group term policy $180 a month
compared to what he can do outside of his plan just by going through an aggregation process of putting all of his pieces of his financial house in one place, in one system.
And this guy sells insurance. Okay, I want our listeners to understand what I'm talking about. He's one of the most successful insurance sales professionals that I know. He's phenomenal at what he does. And you found savings for him. And this guy, $180, that's like 2 hours at a bar. Okay, with Chooch. I mean, you go in.
I'll bet the under on that 2 hours.
Well, yeah, probably like 45 minutes. He's buying everybody drinks. He's one of those guys. You walk in, everybody knows who Dave Calzaret is, right? He's everybody's buddy. That's just Chooch. Dave. That's Chooch. That's why we call him Chooch. But for our listeners out there, we have a special promo going on for the first 10 people that send me an email. You're going to give something away at no cost that you want, as long as you meet the WGN prize category giveaway specification. You cannot have gotten something from WG in the past 6 months. So we're gonna tease our listeners with that and come back after these messages. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. I am David Hochberg, and I don't know why I just said that, but we're gonna be back after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago. Go to WGNDavid.com. All of our contact information is on the website. If you want a chance to win a free mortgage or rent payment, today is the last day you can register. ChicagoBlackhawks.com/TeamHochberg, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. We're going to pick winners, I think, next week, and four lucky listeners will be brought to the Chicago Blackhawks ice during the Nashville game to shoot the puck to win free mortgage or rent payment. Let's go back to Mark real quick. You're offering the first 50 listeners that send me an email so I could track it. My email address is David@5-6David.com. David@5-6David.com. I'm going to track it, so I know the 50. The first 50, you're going to offer a complimentary financial analysis.
Full review of everything they have. And along with that, we're going to also give the first 50 people the ability to have us upload their financial house into our app software so they can have everything they need on their phone or tablet wherever they go to help deal with a refinancing, know if they need a PNC claim, know if they need to have a will or an issue going on that's major in their financial house. We'll be able to get them access to that immediately for the first 50 callers. If you have any questions, call me at 312-888-1618.
One more time. You went way too fast.
312-888-1618.
Joe?
We're involved in that Chicago Family Business Council, working with people, working with succession planning, putting your estate together. We talk excessively about something called a crash cart. A crash cart is where you would have all your information in case you pass or something happens, right?
Correct.
That crash cart that we're describing to the people is all on paper, okay? Right now, what you're proposing is this app would have all my passwords would be in there, all my
your wills,
my account, but all my passwords are really a problem nowadays, right?
Right. Well, what we're doing is, rather than having all of your passwords for all of your accounts, we're going to aggregate all of your accounts, from your investment accounts to your bank accounts to your credit card accounts and your insurance accounts. We're going to put that all into one app, one software. When you log in, it automatically feeds in the data that you have from your other pieces.
Access to those accounts from that app.
That's right. It tracks everything.
That's what I think the brilliance is, right?
100%.
Okay.
Phone number one more time.
312-888-1618.
And free financial analysis for the first 50 emailers. David, D-A-V-I-D, @5-6David.com. I'm tracking. I've got my laptop here. There's already like seven or eight people that have sent in an email. Just say, I like Mark to contact me. That's all you have to put. David@56David.com. So we're going to go out to Geneva and Jimmy. Jimmy, you got a question for Ray?
I sure do, Ray. Calling about my daughter. She has about $27,000 in subsidized, unsubsidized Stanford loans. She's on a 10-year plan. She makes a payment of about $285 a month. My question is, she works for the city of Denver. Since she's on the 10-year plan, is she able to convert that loan over to a 20-year plan and then go into what you talked about of the forgiveness plan, where, you know, after 10 years, if she were to stay in that position, she would be granted that forgiveness?
So she is going to be eligible for something called public sector loan forgiveness. After 120 payments, she has to be enrolled in an income-driven payment plan. So under the law, there are two types of payment plans. One is a balance-based plan. Those are the ones that are called graduated payment plans. The other one is income-driven plans. Only payments made under income-driven payment plans are eligible for public sector loan forgiveness. After 10 years in that payment plan, she'll get the entire balance forgiven. So you don't want it switched to 20 years because she'll get the entire balance plus all the interest that accrues forgiven after 120 payments. But she's got to certify her employment every year, and she's got to stay employed full-time at that job working for the city of Denver for that whole time, that whole 120 months.
And that was my next question real quick. What if she quits that job or switches jobs? What happens to her then?
If
Does she stay on that income-based plan then?
Yeah, she should stay in the income-driven payment plan. If she goes to work for another public sector job, like for a not-for-profit or for another, you know, government or municipality job, she's fine as long as she's full-time. Those payments will still count towards public sector loan forgiveness. But if she goes into the private sector, she'll no longer be eligible for public sector loan forgiveness, but she'll be eligible for private sector loan forgiveness after 20 years instead of 10.
But, Jimmy, that's the key and our other listeners, if she goes into another sector, a public sector job, fire, police, whatever, that under what, you know, whatever the classifications are, she still continues on that 120 month path. What if she like leaves and then comes back? Can you pick it up, or is that a major pain in the rear end?
You can pick it up. It's just she's basically delaying that 120-month clock from ticking. So let's say that she leaves for 6 months and she's no longer employed in the public sector, but then she goes back to it. She's just kind of delayed that public sector loan forgiveness for 6 months.
How does maternity leave come into play? Is she still officially employed?
She's still employed. Okay. And those, as long as she's making those payments, they have to be on time. And again, income-driven payment plan. It has to be income-driven payment plan for the entire time. So if she goes into forbearance, then the payments won't count towards public sector loan forgiveness. But even if she's on maternity leave, she's still considered full-time employed. She just has to continue making those income-driven payments under that IBR payment plan.
Jimmy, how's your hardwood floors, buddy? Are they good?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, okay. They look awesome. All right. Appreciate it, though, David. Love your show. It's one of the best shows on GN.
Well, I appreciate that.
Agree.
No, there are a lot of great shows.
Dave, did you hear that?
Well, he's going to get a check. His check comes every Monday.
<That's good.
laughs> All right, Jimmy, thanks for calling in, brother.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, David.
Sure.
All right, bye-bye. 312-981-7200, Door County, Bob. How can we help you, Bob?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks
so, I'm retired. I have a pension and a and Social Security. I've got about $900,000 in 401k.
Okay.
Of course, this past couple of weeks,
it's been a little rough.
Took a major hit.
Yeah, took a little gut shot.
A couple of days ago, I was having some work done, and my contractor guy said, "You know, I don't like the looks of some of these stress cracks," and I expected him just to be patching them. And he said, "I don't like the way they look." So I brought an engineer in, and he. It's $25,000 bill I have in front of me.
Okay.
Now, ordinarily, if the market was behaving, I would just simply take some money out of the 401k.
Sure.
But I, listening to the show, I heard about refinancing. So, just a question. My credit rating is over 800.
How much do you own your house, Bob? I only got like 2 minutes. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay. So I got in 2008.
How much do you owe?
$180,000. House is worth about $400,000.
How much is what's your interest rate?
About 4%. It's not.
I could stop right there. You need to refinance. How much do you
want
to pull out? Yes, you definitely need to refinance. How much you need to pull out?
Well, at least a 25. You
Done.
Know, maybe 30.
Done. Rates are at all times low. You're going to hear everybody dropping commercials like crazy this week. Rates are at all time low. Call me. Rates are at all time low. Call us. You know, here. Rates are at all time low.
I will do it.
Okay,
Thank
so here,
you.
hold on, Bob. We're going to put you on hold.
Okay.
We got to get out of here. You have hardwood floors, Wisconsin?
I do.
All right, Mr. Floor, hardwood floor cleaning product. Joe?
Got it.
Mr. Floor?
Mr. Floor.
Hardwood floor cleaning product. Hang on, Bobby. Thanks for calling. 312. No, don't do that. Ray, if our listeners want to reach you after the show, how do they reach you?
go to financialrelief.com or 312-294-8989.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
No, no, you are. You've helped out a lot of our listeners. And for the listeners out there that don't like what you're doing because they don't think it's right, you're following the law.
There's
like three. No. And you're following the law and you're helping our listeners and you're doing unbelievable work and you're just following the law. If you don't like the law, write your congressman or write your congresswoman. Phone number one more time.
312-294-8989. And on our website, we have a ton under student loans, a ton of information, a ton of our podcasts where you can just get information.
All right, Mark, still openings available. We got like 40 emails for a free financial portfolio overview. Send me an email at david@56david, david@56david, your phone number.
Text me or call me, 312-888-1618.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Hey, good show.
Great show.
Did you have fun?
Well, I had a great time.
Right, it went fast, though, right?
I think we need another hour. Let's not get crazy. It went fast. I love the listeners. We're helping everybody out there. Thanks for listening. Go to 56david.com. You need help with the mortgage. Rates are low. 855-56David. Go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
What I want is two. 6 and 2 is 8. Come on, baby, don't you make me laugh.